بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah. We praise Him. We worship Him. We seek His guidance and we seek His forgiveness from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no guide except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, he has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was his servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran to us, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty God as He is most deserving, and do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam, in a state of submission to Allah. وقال الله عز وجل يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. Almighty God advises us in the Quran, and He says to us, O you who believe, O mankind, once again have the consciousness of Almighty God, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam, and from him He created his mate, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both He brought about many men and women. And fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another. And do not cut the family ties. For verily Allah is ever and all watcher over you. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَقُولُوا قَوْلًا سَدِيدًا يُصْلِحْ لَكُمْ أَعْمَالَكُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا أَمَّا بَعْدُ. Almighty Allah advises us in the Quran, He says to us, once again, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness, the remembrance of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. Always speak a straightforward word. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, indeed all praise is due to Almighty Allah, who's blessed us all with another day of life. Alhamdulillah, who's guided us to al-Islam. Alhamdulillah, who's given some people the tawfiq, the inclination to come to the masjid today to learn about al-Islam, to see for themselves what the Muslims are about. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up their breasts to al-Islam, the same way He opened up our hearts to al-Islam. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder to myself and perhaps to you about the importance of having good character, good akhlaq in al-Islam. The importance of having good character and being a role model for the people. Being an example for the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the Muslims, and we ask Allah to make us from these Muslims. Allah says, you are the best people ever raised up for the people, because you command what is good and you forbid what is evil. And you believe in Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make us from these people. Brothers and sisters, we have to be the role models for the people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's blessed us with al-Islam. We have to be the role models for the people. We have to be the example for the people to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَأَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who is better in speech? Who is better in speech than he who invites to Allah? Invites to Allah, and he does the righteous deeds. He does the good deeds. And he says, I am from the Muslims. I am from the Muslims. May Allah make us from these people who call the people to al-Islam, who call the people to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't just call the people to do this. We show them by our behavior, by our good deeds, by our good character. We give them something to look up to. Brothers and sisters, the reality is, whether we like it or not, We represent al-Islam to the people. When the non-Muslims, they look at the Muslims, we represent al-Islam to the people. We represent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people. So the people, they look to us to see, what is Islam all about? The people, they look to us to see, what are the Muslims doing? So we ask Allah to help us to have good character, to be the good example for the people. At-Tirmidhi has related an Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, سُئِلَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَنْ أَكْثَرِ مَا يُدْهِلُ النَّاسَ الْجَنَّةِ. This is the hadith that we said last week. The people, they asked Rasulullah, they asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, O Messenger of Allah, what things lead the majority of the people into paradise? What are the deeds or the characteristics that lead the majority of the people into paradise? قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ تَقْوَى اللَّهِ وَحُسْنُ الْخُلُقِ. Rasulullah said the consciousness, the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and good character, good manners, good behavior. This is what's going to lead the majority of the people into Jannah. May Allah bless us with good character. At-Tirmidhi has related an Abi Darda radiallahu anhu qal, سَمِلْتُ نَبِيَّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Abu Darda says, I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, مَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ يُبْدَأُ فِي الْمِزَانِ أَثْقَلُ مِنْ خُسْنِ الْخُلُقِ. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that nothing is going to be placed on our scale on Yawm al-Qiyamah that's heavier than good character. This is what's going to weigh down our scale of good deeds, بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. Good character. This is how important it is. This is how valuable this is. And brothers and sisters, the reason why I'm talking about good character is because the reality is that many of us, and I begin with myself, we need to work on our character. Many of us, we're not setting the best example for the people. Many of us, we say one thing, but we do another. Many of us, we're not exemplifying the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is why I felt it's so important to talk about this. And this is a warning to myself first and foremost. Because I'm just like everybody else, I need to work on my akhlaq, my character, my behavior with the people, my dealings with the people, my manners with the people. It said in the narration that upon occasion the people, they mentioned two women to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, there's one woman, and she fasts, and she makes salat, and she makes the nawafah, she makes the extra prayers. But she's very rude and bad to her neighbors. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if this woman continues in that fashion, if she continues in this behavior, she's going to end up in the hellfire. SubhanAllah. This is a woman who's making her salat, who's fasting, who's doing all the good deeds, all the things that show that she's Muslim. But she's got bad character with the people. And Rasulullah said, if she continues that way, she's going to end up in Jahannam, in the hellfire. And then the people say, Ya Rasulullah, there's this other woman. And this other woman, she does what she's supposed to do of the prayer and the fasting. She does what she has to do, but she doesn't do much more. But she's excellent. She's good to her neighbors. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if this woman continues in that fashion, then she will end up in Jannah, in paradise. So what do we learn from this hadith? Brothers and sisters, what we learn from this hadith is that Islam is not just about the mechanics of what we do. It's not just about making sujood. It's not just about reading Quran. It's not just about fasting. It's about how we behave with the people. It's about how we deal with the people. It's about having good manners, good character. Brothers and sisters, all of us know that actions speak louder than words. This is something that's universally accepted by all the peoples. Actions, they speak louder than words. You can have the sweetest words, but if your actions don't back that up, your words mean nothing. Talk is cheap. I can sit here all day long and say I'm a Muslim. I believe this, this, and that. But if I treat the people badly, if I'm rude with the people, if I lie to the people, if I'm doing bad things, then what does my Islam mean? It means nothing. So brothers and sisters, we need to take a look in the mirror and look at our character. And we need to ask ourselves, what does my character say to the people? Am I a role model for the people? Am I somebody that's going to call the people to Islam just by my actions? And if the answer is no, then we need to make some changes. As I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, he was the best example for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he testified to the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the character of his prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. And verily you are on the exalted akhlaq, the exalted character. This was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we say we love Rasulullah, we say we love Prophet Muhammad, and we say we're the followers of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But are we really the followers of him? Are we really trying to be like him? We should look at the example that he left behind for us. It said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he began calling the people to al-Islam, the people that were dead against him, they tried to do everything to hurt him. They tried to do everything to sabotage his behavior, to make him appear bad in front of the people. And there was this one woman, and all of us know the story. This woman, she would wait. Every day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would pass by her house. And every day she would save up her trash. And when he was passing by, she would dump it on him, hoping to make him angry, hoping for him to say some bad words, to do some bad actions so that she could say, see, you see what he's like. This is really what he's like. And every day when she did this, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wouldn't react. He would just go calmly about his business. And this continued for days on end. And then one day, the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's passing along this route like he always does. And he notices there's no trash coming down on him. So he begins wondering, where is this lady? And Rasulullah, he becomes worried for this lady who was abusing him day in and day out. So he goes and he knocks on the door of this woman. And she answers and allows him in. And he says, oh, so-and-so, I was worried about you. Every day, you know, I see you, but I didn't see you today. Are you okay? And this woman, she was sick. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, can I do something for you? Can I get you some water? Can I help you? And subhanAllah, when the woman saw this, she became Muslim. This was the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah make us like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the middle of the hot day in the desert, he saw an old woman walking in the distance. And this old woman, she had like some luggage with her. She had her belongings with her and she's walking in the middle of the heat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he goes up to this old lady and he says, may I help you, mother? Can I help you with this? So he takes her luggage and he begins carrying it and walking with her. And as they're walking, this woman, she says to him, I'm leaving town. And this is why I have my belongings. And the messenger of Allah says, why? And she says, because there's a man that came to town. His name is Muhammad and he's a magician and he's a sorcerer. And he's doing all kinds of evil and I want to get out of town before he gets here. I want to get out of town before he affects me. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continues walking with her until they get to their destination. And then he puts her luggage down. And then this woman says, oh young man, you have to tell me, what is your name? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I'm Muhammad. I'm the reason that you're leaving town. So when this old lady, when she saw this and heard this from him, what did she do? What could she do? She said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. I bear witness that you are in fact the messenger of Allah. Why? Because of his akhlaq, because of his character, because of how he dealt with the people. Upon occasion, a man, he came and he brought some fruit to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was time to harvest the fruit and the crops. So this man, he brought the best fruit that he had to the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he found him surrounded by his sahaba, his companions. So this man, he presented the fruit to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In some narrations it says it was a watermelon. In some other narrations it says it was like grapes. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he begins to take the first bite of the fruit. And then he eats it. And then he continues to eat all the food by himself. All the fruit by himself. He doesn't offer any to anybody. And this was very unusual. But the man, he's so happy that Rasulullah, the messenger of Allah, he's eating his fruit that he gave him. So the man, he's happy, and when Rasulullah is finished, the man walks away. And then the sahaba, they say, Ya Rasulullah, what's up? You always share with us. Why did you just eat by yourself? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, this fruit, it was sour. And I was afraid if I shared it with you, you might make a funny face, and you would hurt this man's feelings. So in order to keep that from happening, I ate all the fruit by myself. SubhanAllah. This is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the example that he set for us. May Allah make us like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's described the believers in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believers, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُسَرِّعُونَ فِي الْحَيْرَاتِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Allah says about the believers, they believe in Allah, and they believe in the last day, and they rush to do what is good, and they forbid the evil, and they encourage the good. And Allah says, and they are from the righteous, the Salihin. May Allah make us from the Salihin. So many people, they say they're Muslim, but their actions, they say different. So many people say that they're Muslims, but their character stinks. Their character is bad. They're rude to the people. They look down on the people. They use bad language. They do bad actions. And yet they say they're Muslim. May Allah prevent us from being like these people. May Allah make us from the Salihin, the righteous people, the people that are an example for the people. So brothers and sisters, as I said, all of us, whether we like it or not, we're role models. Just like the athletes and the celebrities, they say, I'm not a role model, I'm doing me. Brothers and sisters, we're the role models for the people. Whether we like it or not, we represent al-Islam. We represent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the people. And it will never be the case that the people, they're going to look at us and they're going to say, well, maybe he's not a good Muslim, let me go look for somebody else. No. The people, when they look at us, they're going to stop right there. They're going to judge al-Islam right there by what they see us doing, by what they see us saying, by how we behave. And we can't say to the people, look, don't take me as an example. I'm not a good Muslim. Look at so-and-so over there. People don't want to hear that. The people are going to judge us, and they're going to judge al-Islam by what we do. So brothers and sisters, please set a good example for the people. Let's work on our character. And the Sahaba, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they worked hard on their character. They realized how important it was for them to be good with the people, to carry themselves in a good manner. It said that Umm Darda radiallahu anha, and this was the wife of Abu Darda, the famous Sahabi, the famous companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She said about Abu Darda, she said, Kama Abu Darda laylatin yusalli, faja'alla yabqi wa yaqul. She said that Abu Darda, he stood up to pray during the night. And she said that Abu Darda, he began to cry. And then Abu Darda, he began to make dua to Allah. And he said, Allahumma akhsanta khulqi, fahassin khulqi, hatta asbaha. Abu Darda, this is the dua that he said, oh Allah, you have made me in a good form. Oh Allah, please give me good akhlaq. Give me good character. And this is all he did until the morning. Asking Allah to give him good akhlaq, good character, good behavior, good manners for the people. Umm Darda, radiallahu anhu, his wife, she says, Ya Abu Darda, when she saw this, she said, oh Abu Darda, she said, Ma kana du'a'uka mundu laylati illa fi husnil khuluq. She said, oh Abu Darda, how is this? Why you spend the whole night asking for this? For good akhlaq. Why is this so important? You spent the whole night asking Allah for this. Kalu Abu Darda, her husband, he said, Ya Umm Darda, Inna al-abda muslima, yakhsunu khuluqu, hatta yudhillahu husnul khuluqi, khuluqihi jannah. Abu Darda, he said, oh Umm Darda, oh my wife. He said, the Muslim, he makes his character good. He works on his character. He works to perfect his behavior, his manners, with the result that his good akhlaq, his good character, leads him to Jannah, leads him to paradise. Why? Because he's good with the people. Because he sets a good example for the people. Because he does right by the people. Because he's a source of light, of guidance for the people. And then he said, وَيَصِيءُ خُلُقُهُ خُلُقُ excuse me, حَتَّى يُدْهِلَّهُ سُوءُ خُلُقِهِ النَّارِ. And he said, and the person, the Muslim, he makes his character bad. This person, he doesn't care. He does whatever he wants to do with dealing with the people, how he presents himself, how he talks to the people. His behavior stinks. And he says, and his behavior goes on like this until it leads him to the nar, until the hellfire. So brothers and sisters, this is the result of having good akhlaq, good character, or having bad akhlaq, bad character. So we ask Allah to help us to perfect our character. We ask Allah to help us to be the true examples of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to perfect our character. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, we have to be the people who say and do what we say. If we say we're Muslim, then we have to be Muslim. If we say we represent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah, the last messenger of Allah, then our actions have to show that in fact we represent him, that we're trying to be like him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, verily in the messenger of Allah, in Prophet Muhammad, you have the best example for whosoever is looking forward to his meeting with Allah and the last day, and they remember Allah much. Brothers and sisters, if we say we're Muslim, then we have to follow the example of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to do our best to perfect our akhlaq, our character. And brothers and sisters, know that if we set a good example for the people, this has the opportunity to bring us great rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This has the possibility of bringing us many good deeds with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَاللَّهِ أَلَّنْ يَحْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرُ لَكَ مِنْ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَكَ خُمْرُ نَعَمْ. Rasulullah said, Wallahi, he swore by Allah. He said, Wallahi, if one person is guided to Al-Islam by you, just one person, he said, it's better than having the red camels. And in those days, the most valuable thing that somebody could have was like red camels. So in terms of today's dunya, in terms of today, maybe it's better than having a fleet of Rolls Royces or a fleet of, I don't know, Porsches or a fleet of Maybachs or whatever the most expensive transportation is. If just one person is guided to Islam by us, by our example, that's better than having all of that. Brothers and sisters, how can we call the people to Islam if we're involved in the same bad things that they're involved in? How can we call the people to Islam if our behavior it stinks, if our character stinks, if we're using the same bad language as the people, if we're committing the same sins as the people? How can we call them to Islam? So I ask Allah to help us to perfect our character. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, مَنْ دَلَّ عَلَىٰ حَيْرٍ فَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَاعِلِهِ. Rasulullah said, whosoever guides to something that is good, he will have the same reward as that person that did that good. Imagine this. Imagine if because of you, the people become Muslim. You get a copy of all the good that they do. Why? Because you were something positive. Because you set a good example for the people. And brothers and sisters, a final encouragement for us. Have good akhlaq. Perfect your character. Perfect your behavior. Be a role model for the people. Give the people something to look up to. And perhaps if we do this, we will be with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ مِنْ أَحَبِّكُمْ إِلَيَّ وَأَقْرِبُكُمْ مِنِّي مَجْلِسًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَحَاسِنَكُمْ أَخْلَاقًا. Rasulullah said, the most beloved of you to me and the nearest person that will sit with me in the hereafter is the best of you in character. That person with the best akhlaq, the best manners, the best behavior, that person with the best akhlaq, that's the person that's going to be most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he will be sitting next to him, closest to him, on Yawmul Qiyamah. May Allah help us to perfect our character. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be from the people that call the people to al-Islam, call the people to what is good, tell the people to leave off the bad. May Allah help us to be the examples for the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be the true followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I ask Allah to help us to benefit from what we've heard here today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to make true, sincere improvements to our character.